This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati, Kali Sindh and Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The MOA for this project was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the Parvati, Kali Sindh and Chambal Link project will provide a permanent solution to the water problem in Rajasthan. He said that this project will not only boost investment, but will also provide unlimited employment opportunities to the youth. He said that this project will accelerate the development of both Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Mr. Modi said that during the tenure of the Congress-led government at the centre, water disputes between states were never resolved, due to which the respective states have suffered a lot. But the BJP government at the centre emphasises on solutions instead of disputes. He said that other states should also learn a lesson from the water agreement between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought a division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Manish Tiwari of the Congress said these bills violate the basic structure of the Constitution. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee said that these bills will take away the autonomy of the state legislative assemblies. T.R. Balu of the DMK termed the bills as anti-federal and demanded to send these bills to the JPC. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC. Referring to the statement made by the first law minister, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, Mr. Meghwal said, no one can change the federal structure of the constitution. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said when One Nation, One Election bills came up in the Union Cabinet, Prime Minister Narendra Modi opined that this should be referred to the JPC. The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy. He said as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead dignified life. Mr. Nadda said the government is dedicated to this very vision and said the nation is indebted to the Constituent Assembly members who shaped the Indian Constitution. The opposition MPs today staged a protest in the premises of Parliament and demanded justice to minorities of Bangladesh. They urged the government to make sure that the minorities feel safe in the neighbouring country. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi said today that India is not only witnessing an energy revolution but also becoming the renewable energy capital of the world. Addressing the 5th CII International Energy Conference and exhibition in New Delhi, the minister said that the country is currently one of the world's most promising nations in the clean energy space. In the 3rd cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against Australia. On day 4 of the 3rd test in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India managed to avoid the follow-on against Australia. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.